Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. And I want to welcome you, warm welcome today on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. And gee whiz, what great weather we have down here. And I want to thank you so much for listening, and always try to have interesting, up-to-date information that you usually don't hear till sometime down the line, usually some years down the line. So I do a lot of reading and do a lot of go to a lot of meetings, a lot of dental meetings, and we have the Great Texas Dental Association meeting coming up in May. We'll have a lot of interesting things come out of that meeting, and that's one of the best meetings in the state, and it's always in San Antonio because everybody likes to come to San Antonio, and it's just amazing when you look around and see all the things that we can do here and in San Antonio. It is quite remarkable what we have here, and now that Fiesta's here, it's really, really remarkable. So again, thank you for listening. I have an interesting program that I think you might learn from, learn some interesting things. So you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. I do not have a guest, so I welcome any calls that are about dental problems and how they connect to general health problems. And the number, of course, is KTSA 210-599-5555. Please give me a call if you have anything that you'd like to have me discuss, or we can talk about things that you may have a question about that's on your mind. 210-341-2569. This program will be up and running in 24 hours on a podcast. The podcast address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And I've been doing the podcast for about 8 or 9 years, and it's a free service, and we have a lot of guests to come to listen to that have some very, very informative information. Last week we had Dr. Frank Miller, an MD, and talking about ozone therapy and different therapies in the medical field and the medical dental field. So we always try to have someone, chiropractors, medical doctors, professionals of different types, nutritionists, and get information that's very valuable to you in your daily routine, and try to tie it all into the dental aspect. So the podcast address is staffelDDS.podomatic, just like it sounds, .com, and you can go back about 8 or 9 years and look that address up and pick out any number of different interesting programs, download it, and listen and to any or all of the program, of the our program. Then, of course, we have a website, which is sanantoniodentist.net. It has a lot of interesting information in it, as well as going into tie-ins as well. So give me a call if you have a question about your dental health and also your dental health as it relates to your general health. Give me a call at 210-599-5555. And you're listening to KTSA, 550 AM. And you can also catch us on 107.1 FM. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll start the show. Today I want to look at an overview of oral health, teeth, gums, and bone, and the bone housing supporting teeth, and all the multifunctions that these structures provide. What do I mean by that? Well, that's going to include jaw comfort. That is, how comfortable is your jaw? How comfortable are the muscles that move your jaw around. And then chewing efficiency. How efficiently can you chew? Do you have enough teeth to chew with? And then pleasing aesthetics. Now with our materials and our adhesives, we can have aesthetics that are just unbelievably natural, and we can create just about any kind of effect that you might want. A statement, have really white teeth, some people like just natural teeth, lighter than they used to be, filling in all these structures that are missing, and that can be done with some incredible techniques we have now, which include implants, dental implants, and also with these amazing porcelain structures that we're able to use now. So aesthetics, pleasing aesthetics, is so different than it used to be 10 or 20 years ago. And then, of course, there's oral health, and then there's facial muscle support, which is huge. That is, if your teeth are typically designed in your mouth, and unless they're worn down, they're going to support your facial muscles beautifully. And in fact, that's one thing that we always advise: have your teeth looked at and evaluated before you go into a lot of plastic surgery. And then muscle comfort. So much of people's headache pain is related to muscle pain, and it comes from teeth being out of alignment. Jaw has to shift in order to get the muscles comfortable. Then this creates a headache, and the headache goes into the temporal area and then runs down the neck and then down the shoulders and into the arms and the hands and into the back. All this can be just simply due to the disharmony of the way the teeth come together. And that's is about occlusion. And then good occlusion we're talking about, because your teeth are really an amazing structure. And so protection from occlusal disease. And occlusal disease is when you have teeth worn down or missing teeth. They start shifting, and these are result in split and fractured teeth and live nerve and blood tissue inside our teeth is sacrificed by split and fractured teeth and the wearing down of teeth. And then you have gum and bone health, which is a huge factor. And pacing all of this is the observation that our natural permanent teeth that we're born with are programmed to last how long? 80 plus years. Now that's really remarkable when you think about it, that our teeth, when we're born, our teeth, our permanent teeth, are programmed to last over 80 plus years. But a lot of times that doesn't work out that way. Now, a remarkable fact is that our teeth cannot repair themselves. So think about that for a minute. Our permanent teeth are designed to last 80 plus years, but they have no capacity to repair or replace these structures. And so that can be a problem for most of us, because 80 plus years, since they come in when you're 6 years old, 6 to 12, you're looking at a time of 90 years of age, and your teeth are designed and they're programmed to last that long, but they don't make it that way. So what happens? So the next observation is, we know that the aforementioned questions can, for the most part, be prevented. 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 Now that's a remarkable statement. And it has a valid place in a dental health program. So how can you do this? How is this that prevention of losing your teeth and having cracked teeth and having root canals and having decay can be prevented? And this is where Dr. Staffel and Associates can be of great service to you, because of the new preventative medicaments and procedures. So we'll explain that in a minute. So at Dr. Staffel and Associates, we can be of great service to you because we can help you design a preventative program so where you can, and prevention, of course, saves an enormous amount of money. Dentistry gets really expensive when you start losing teeth and you start losing bone and you have to have your gums treated and cut on and then implants placed. It can get very, very expensive trying to keep just being able to chew. So that what's the alternative? Prevention. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So give me a call. If you want to join in on the conversation, and the number is 210-599-5555 here at KTSA, 550 AM and 107.1 on the FM dial. So let me explain. The statement that I made sounds pretty bold, especially for you people who are missing teeth or having facing a lot of work. And so in the preventive field, there are three things that have happened that are quite remarkable, and this is just in recent times. Now, the first thing is SDF, and this is a material that's been around for over 100 years. It's put into a new form and is revived. And this material is just painted on a decay. It's a temporary decay stopper. That means we can laser the area of the decay and paint this on the lesion and stop the decay. And this is going to depend on your caries risk assessment. Your decay risk assessment as to how frequently you need to put this on. It may be 3 months, 4 months, it may be 6 months. And it's just painted onto the lesion. Ideally, you would laser the lesion. Then you would paint it on, and it's going to stop decay dead in its tracks. So this can be wiped on a decay lesion after lasering, and it can stop decay in its path. It can be repeated every three or four or six months, depending on your decay risk assessment. So advantage of this is preserving the tooth or teeth that are decayed for months and months at a time until you can figure out a way to fund your dental treatment or get these teeth treated. Now note, this does not fix gum and bone disease. It's a very, very inexpensive treatment, however. And that's what's so nice about it. The downside is that when you paint the SDF on there, it's going to turn the decay black or very dark. So this is one of the problems. But if you're facing having a lot of decay issues and needing a lot of fillings to be fixed or a lot of teeth to be fixed, this is a wonderful, wonderful avenue that's available where you can take and rub this material on decay. We laser the lesion first, the decay lesion, and then rub it on, and it'll stop the decay in its tracks. And then that'll buy you time. It'll buy you, and if you have it you may need to have it applied every 3 months or every 4 months or every 6 months, depending upon your decay risk assessment. And the nice thing is it'll hold the tooth into just sort of freeze it from where it is and freeze the nerve in the from being damaged to a degree. So this is a very valuable treatment. And it's a huge advantage to you can get to where you can have your teeth fixed ideally, either with a filling or a crown or whatever treatment is going to be outlined for you. So you can delay treatment for months and months and months at a time until you can figure out a way to fund your dental treatment. And note, this is not help fixing gum or bone disease, and it's a very inexpensive treatment as well. Very, very inexpensive. So this is one thing in the prevention basket that is just so helpful to many people. For instance, people who are in assisted living, or if you have a lot of decay and you want to turn around and take a new approach to keeping your teeth and getting your teeth fixed up, but you need to spread the funds out. This is a great way to do it. And for people that are in assisted living, it's a marvelous way to help them, because people frequently in assisted living get into a dry mouth situation because of polypharmaceuticals. That is, they take multiple pharmaceuticals and they dry out the mouth. And so this is a very, very helpful thing to save your teeth. So let me go to the lines here and talk to James. How are you, James?
Doing wonderful, Dr. Ed. This is James. Just wanted to pass on some comments to your listeners, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
About the prevention side.
Yes, sir.
In the schools and systems and everything that we have, you're just inundated with so many things that are just absolutely the wrong foods to be eating,
yes,
consuming, and everything.
Yes, sir.
It is horrible. We see that day in and day out. And that's why my main concern is, if you're going to be consuming all of these sugar items and this, the junk foods that are,
yes,
out there, anything processed.
Yes.
I went from the highest point of about nearly 290 pounds on and down to where I'm holding that for about a 180 to between 180 and 170.
Wow.
For 5 or 6 years now.
That is terrific.
And I just want the people to know that when you commit, and you can start changing a habit at a time.
Yes.
You just exchange those and alternate those out. Back in the 90s, mid-90s, I quit soda waters totally. Just,
yeah,
cold turkey one day, because I knew what that happened.
Uh-huh.
In my instance was a veteran taught me what happened out in the Vietnam War. And he was telling me that, we don't get soda waters over there and stuff, and if we're out in battlefield.
Right.
And that clicked with me very well, because he showed I was out in the hot sun and things like that. But
yeah,
getting back to the other things, too, that was just my experience, and I knew what sugar did. I was seeing the effects of it in my teeth, everything, and it causes a massive amount of bone loss. If you don't get the minerals in and different things, and your body has to recover from all the junk that you put in there and bad, poor food items where it's not much nutrition in them. And that's a problem in itself, just in agriculture right now, trying to get soil built back up to leached out. But I don't want to get on that soapbox too much.
No, it's all right. That's great advice. It's great that you're pointing that out, because sugar is turning out to be something that's been disguised as a benefit for a long time, or just ignored as to the damaging things, and it's really being tied into the cholesterol issue more than,
right,
as much as anything, and that goes back to studies in 1968. So there are many, many facets of sugar consumption, especially in our area where diabetes is such a heavy genetic factor. So you're pointing out some excellent wisdom, and appreciate you calling that in. That's great.
Yes, sir. I was going to recommend too that there's a video by Dr. Robert Luswick from UCLA,
uh-huh,
and he was a pediatrician many years ago. But if your people will listen to that and take his advice, and avoid sugar, because it leads you down on a very ugly, destructive path. All
the time,
it hits you in many forms that you're unaware of.
Can you say amputation of legs? Can you say,
absolutely,
dialysis?
That's the first thing.
Kidney dialysis?
Yeah.
That's all,
absolutely,
for the most part, sugar. There's a huge sugar factor in there that your body can't handle. That's great information. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling in. That's
yes, sir.
You're 100% on the mark with that observation. And congratulations for losing the weight, because that's another issue.
Yeah, I was pre-diabetic at one point, and I had to think about all of those things. And then I said, no, I'm not going down that road.
That's great. Oh, that is so
good. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that information
with us.
You have
an awesome day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. And he is so right. Oh, my goodness. Sugar is really problematic. And it's a brain trick. And what I mean by that, when you consume something with sugar in it, or a refined carbohydrate, or a wheat bread, which gives you more glycemic or more sugar response to insulin than a candy bar, that is a piece of bread, does that to the pancreas. Anyway, taking something like that is so damaging to your body. And it tricks the brain into thinking everything is really nice, and because you get a shot of what we call serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter in the brain, and serotonin and dopamine are the two feel-good neurotransmitters. That is, when you consume something with sugar in it, raw sugar, or if you consume wheat, it's the same thing, a slice of bread, you're going to get a shot of serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter, and dopamine, and so that's going to last for about 20 minutes, typically. So it makes you feel good, then all of a sudden it drops, and you go back to that sweet source to get another shot, as it were, of brain amplitude, and it's just a constant thing, and especially with the twist-on soda waters, where you can sip on a soda water bottle all day long. Very, very damaging. So that's a whole other area. And sugar, there's a lot of information out there on this. More and more is coming out because the cost is so high in the medical field. It creates so many problems with diabetes, with heart disease, with even cancer tissues. Cancer cells feed on sugar. That's what a PET scan is a sugar dose, and it goes right to the cancer lesion. And so when you're eating sweet things and sugar, you're feeding your possible cancer cells that are lurking throughout your body. So there's a lot of things in there in addition to weight, in addition to destruction of the pancreas. There seems to be a huge increase in pancreatic cancer. It used to be pretty rare 20 or 30 years ago, and now we see it a great deal. What's happening there? I don't think anybody knows. We just see a lot of it. I see a lot of it in my patient base, people that I know as well. So that's something else that the medical industry is working really hard to figure out, but it's a problem. So preserving the tooth or teeth that are decayed for months and months at a time until you figure out a way to fund your dental treatment, that's what we're talking about with the SDF. It's painted on, and it helps to laser the lesion first, and then this is painted on to the lesion, but it's very inexpensive. But it is going to turn the lesion black. But there is a way to handle that. If a very inexpensive treatment is to put a composite filling over that black lesion so it doesn't look too bad. In the back, it's not that big a problem, but in the front, it can be disguised pretty inexpensively. And again, we're talking about temporary treatment. To buy some time. You may need to buy a year's time. You may need to buy 2 years' time. And this is one way it can be done. And especially with assisted living people who have Parkinson's and they can't arthritis, severe arthritis, where they cannot brush. The SDF is a marvelous treatment to help them stop the decay, stop the disease process that's going on in their mouth. Other uses for this are dry mouth conditions. People that are on polypharmaceutical regimes, that is, they are taking multiple pharmaceuticals. There are over 400 different drugs that cause a dry mouth, that dry up the saliva. The SDF is a very helpful thing for that condition. And then people that are going through chemotherapy, of course, the best thing for that when you're heading to a cancer treatment, either radiation or especially the head and neck, and radiation of the head and neck or chemotherapy, which is going to dry out, typically it's going to dry up the saliva. And the saliva is so very valuable for preventing decay. And then there's Sjogren's syndrome, people who are born with an autoimmune genetic situation, and it's addressed as Sjogren's. So these can be a huge benefit for preserving teeth. And by the way, this treatment has been around for about 100 years, and it's nothing new. The formula has been improved recently, so that's a big help. Now, is that sensational or what, that this can help with these types of conditions? And even with people in nursing homes, but people in assisted living, this is very helpful for them. And it's just something that's painted onto the lesion, and it's very, very effective. So that's one of the things in the prevention thing. And it's a temporary process, a temporary treatment that'll buy time till you can keep the tooth and get a filling or a crown or another procedure to take care of the problem. So if you want more information on that, give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and we can give you as much information as you need on that. It's quite helpful, quite something that can postpone having expensive treatment down the line, and you can get to a better situation, or if you're going into cancer treatment, it can certainly help you with that. And if you have a dry mouth sensation that you're fighting all the time, one of the things that we see frequently, or fairly frequently, is people will have, they'll do so well on their home care and coming into the dentist regularly and having their teeth cleaned, and they just are doing so well. And then, as they get older, they are loaded up on more pharmaceuticals, more drugs, and it dries their mouth out, or maybe they've gone into cancer treatments that cause radiation or chemotherapy that dries out the mouth, and when that saliva is interrupted, that saliva flow and all the wonderful benefits that saliva offers in the way of antimicrobials, or like they're sort of like saliva, sort of like antibiotics. It decay just takes over. The decay bugs just take over in rampant form. So this is something that is very, very helpful to helping you keep your teeth and keep on chewing and so on. So now, next up, if you have any questions about that, give us a call, 210-599-5555, because this can be a great benefit for preserving teeth. And the next up is a product that has, within the last 5 years, been approved in the U.S. and is from Germany. They've been using it in Germany for a long time, and it finally got approved in the United States. And this is quite remarkable. So let me explain about this. Our modern-day digital X-rays are phenomenally safe and valuable at detecting decay before it punches through the enamel. And when that happens, when decay punches through the enamel, then it requires a filling. So if we can keep from punching into the tooth structure and weakening it in order to put a filling, that's going to be of great value to the long-term preservation of that tooth. So when we detect these beginning decay lesions, we'll see them on the digital X-rays because we can blow it up 8x9 size, 8x9-inch size, and we can manipulate the image so that we can really zero in. We can magnify it even further so we can tell what's going on in that tooth. It's a technology we've never had before with digital X-rays. It's phenomenal what we can see and what we can intercept. And that's what this is all about, is intercepting enamel tooth decay. And we can now, when we find these lesions and the decay or decalcification has not etched or eaten through the enamel, because you have about 2 millimeters of enamel on the sides of your teeth. So you have a while when decay starts, we can see it. Used to, we didn't have any way of stopping that very easily. And so now we can do that with a resin, and it'll stop the continuing decay. We have a process of intercepting that beginning decay that's eating through the enamel, but it hasn't gotten through the enamel. And this will be processed, and then resin will be infused into that area, stopping the decay. So it's remarkable from a dentist's view, because we typically just want for the decay advance. We typically will wait for the decay advancement and then cut the tooth to fill the resulting cavity, because the only other solution is getting the patient to really floss their teeth regularly and try to keep from adjusting, or have them adjust the diet and keep that decay from penetrating through the enamel. So once it gets through the enamel and gets into the dentin, we have a whole different problem of saving that tooth and keeping the decay out. So what I'm talking about is when we see on the digital X-rays, which are very accurate, that we can see the beginning cavitation, we call it, or decay of a in the enamel of a tooth, but it hasn't gotten through the enamel yet. We can infuse this resin, process the tooth, infuse this resin, and stop the decay. It's so valuable. It's so remarkable. And then the SDF that I was remarking about, in certain situations, the SDF can be combined with this resin that I was just talking about, and you'll have a powerful, powerful preventative treatment helping preserve our teeth for the 80-plus years, which we've trying to work and get across. So now then, this whole program is on prevention with the new items. We talked about the SDF, which has been around for 100-plus years, but they've modified it to make it more easier to use. The disadvantage to the SDF, it does stain the decay lesion. So if it's in the front teeth, we can put a filling over it if it shows real badly. In the back, it's not so critical, and can buy some time, buy a lot of time, in fact, and keep a tooth from deteriorating badly. So that's one thing. That's the SDF treatment. And then the second thing we were talking about is the Icon resin. It goes by ICON, It's a resin, and the tooth is in between the teeth where we see these beginning lesions. They're not through the enamel, but you can see with the digital x-ray how it's notching out the enamel. We can process that area and put a resin infused into that lesion and stop the decay. It's quite wonderful, quite fabulous. And again, we're not talking about expensive treatments. We're talking about prevention. Prevention. Now, prevention doesn't cost a lot of money. Neglect is what costs the money, and it gets so expensive. When you neglect your teeth and you don't attend to them, and you allow the bone housings to be destroyed through infection, you allow the teeth to be destroyed through infection, oh my gosh, it gets expensive in a hurry. And then treatments get very complicated as well. So we're trying to let you know that there are other alternatives now and some remarkable things. So let me tell you about a product. This is a remarkable new product, and it's called Lolaz. That's L-O-L-O-Z. If you haven't heard about this product, you soon will, and it's already being talked about on national media. And the product name is Lolaz. And I found out about it just a few weeks ago, and the use is to dissolve this. It's like a candy. It's sweetened by stevia, and the use is for it to be dissolved in the mouth, one lozenge twice a day, and you do this regimen twice a day for 10 days. And it has been shown, according to studies by the Oregon Health and Science University, that this product kills 99.9% of harmful bacteria of the strep mutans. Now, strep mutans is the bacteria in the mouth that causes tooth decay and gum degeneration. So this product has been shown by the Oregon Health and Science University to kill 99.9% of the harmful bacteria strep mutans. Now, that's almost as absolute as you can get. And the strep mutans is what causes tooth decay and gum degeneration. So then you stop taking it for about 22 days or longer, depending upon your caries or decay risk. And you can start again for 10 days, twice a day, depending upon your dental decay risk. And that is, you may not need to start again for 6 months or 3 months. It just depends upon how your decay risk is and what your diet is and how much sugar is in your diet and soda water and things like that. So it comes in delightful flavors of berry, orange, or lemon. And its active ingredient is licorice root and stevia. And it causes no gastrointestinal disturbance. And it's specific for the decay-causing germ strep mutans. It's safe for children. So what's the point? We now have new medicaments and diagnostic procedures to move dentistry into a real powerful preventive process to help you fulfill your 80-plus year tooth life. So call our office today. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569. Talk to Beth or Priscilla. The number is going to be 210-341-2569. And let us design a tooth-saving and tooth-restoring plan for you that works for your time frame. So that's what's so neat about all three of these procedures. They can be used in various instances to help you save your teeth, keep the nerves alive, and get you till you get to a point where you can really do some good restorative work. Let me go now to the line and talk to Ron. Ron, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing this afternoon, Doctor?
Wonderful. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm 48 years old.
Okay.
And I've had issues of decay with my wisdom teeth for quite a while.
Okay.
And now I'm at the point to where I want to get them out.
Sure.
And I was just wondering, do you think that's a wise decision at my age?
Absolutely. Your age has nothing to do with it, because what is the concern is wisdom teeth. You're talking about wisdom teeth?
Yes, sir.
Well, the problem with wisdom teeth, they're so far back that you can't cleanse around them very well. And unless you have plenty of room for them where you can get your brush around there and do adequate brushing and flossing, they're problematic and have been so for the time going forward. But there's no value to keeping a wisdom tooth unless you have lost teeth in front of the wisdom tooth, where that wisdom tooth can act as a support for some kind of chewing appliance. If you have good teeth in front of it, or whole teeth like the second molar and the first molar in front of that wisdom tooth, it has no value for the rest of your life. And especially if you take care of those first and second molars. So how does that fit into the picture?
Yes, sir. I have all my teeth still, and so I'm in good shape there. I mean,
that's
I have
good.
Crowns and whatnot, but
that's good.
You know, nothing to wear. I have teeth extracted, so I guess I'll go ahead this summer and plan to get them all out of there, so I can my mouth can heal properly.
Yes. Now, sometimes they're so. Sometimes the roots at your age are so embedded, and they are wrapped around the nerve that supplies a whole side of your jaw, that a surgeon will look very carefully at that, because sometimes when the wisdom teeth roots develop, they'll wrap around that nerve that runs through the whole lower side of your jaw. So that's a very skilled surgeon can fix that. They can remove it.
Okay.
But you want to be very careful about that, because at your age, the roots are potentially entwined around this inferior alveolar nerve that runs through your lower jaw that affects the whole side of your face and the teeth. But the oral surgeons are very skilled now at removing those, so it should not be a problem. But there always be a risk that you might have some numbness from this. But they will advise you on that, and it would be very unlikely, or it would be typically a temporary numbness. So you want to get it evaluated by a real good oral surgeon. The oral surgeons are great. Most of them are MD, DDSs now. They just are phenomenal.
Okay.
But
my teenage daughter had hers taken out.
That's different.
Yeah.
She didn't have the roots formed. Yeah,
okay.
That's totally different.
All right.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but at your age, it's a whole different ballgame. But the thing about it is, you've been probably, are they buried under the gums or just barely exposed?
Yes, sir, and they're decayed and whatnot.
Okay.
I've been flossing around them, but I can still tell, you know, there's some gaps in there, and they need to come out now.
You've been suffering from infection from those teeth for a long time, and it is time to get those things out. And you're going to feel better when you get that infection source out, because the bacteria that live in those infected areas are a medical nightmare. And if you have any medical conditions or diabetes, you have a high risk of leaving something like that infectious in your mouth and the bone.
Yes, sir. I don't have anything like that, but I want to avoid it. So that
yes,
has to be a good
yes.
step, it sounds like.
That's great. Oh, well,
can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Now, I have a 8-year-old son and 10, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And he needs some corrective braces and things like that. Do you just recommend the traditional type braces for his teeth?
Yes. Now, Invisalign is for an older child or teenager. Invisalign or trays, but and then, however, there are a lot of appliances now that the orthodontists use to where they try to avoid the braces where possible, and depending upon how much growth they have ahead of them, the growth of the jaw and growth of the face is going to determine what kind of appliances you use. The Invisalign for the child that age is not typically not advised. However, appliances, removable appliances, if he's reasonably compliant and can keep up with an appliance and not lose it all the time, they work very nicely. And then, of course, the other procedure are the fixed braces where the brackets are glued onto the teeth and wires go through them, and they work very, very nicely. And catching him at a good growth period, because it's coordinated now, we know how to coordinate the growth period of the child with the treatment. So,
excellent.
Yes, you want to, it doesn't have to be done right away, but the sooner that you can intercept it, the better off it is, and you can possibly save on treatment as well.
Treatment costs. We're looking to go in the next couple of weeks to get an assessment on that, and so we'll get him going on that.
And you'd want to use an orthodontist for that age.
Yes, sir, we will. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so I outlined three things that are just incredibly valuable, and where people are compromised in getting to their treatment right away. One is the SDF, and that's where we paint it onto a lesion, and in my office we laser the lesion first, and it stops the decay immediately and will hold it off for anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending upon how much sugar and carbohydrates is in the diet. Now, the one problem with that is it does turn the decay lesion black. So if it's in an area that's not seen, that's fine. If it's up in the front of the teeth, we can cover it up with a composite filling that is a temporary type of thing. Now then, the second thing is the infused resin, which we can catch through the use of digital x-rays, just a beginning lesion in the enamel of the tooth. And then we take and infuse this resin into that lesion where it hasn't penetrated the enamel yet and stop the decay. It doesn't matter what age a person is, and it is so remarkable, and sometimes it's even combined with the SDF to give a double whammy to the decay and stopping any further movement. And then the third thing is this Lage, which is stevia and licorice root, and it stops dead, or it just completely stops the strep mutans, which is what causes decay in the enamel. And it doesn't hurt the gut, and that's the only thing it works on. And it's just remarkable. And that comes, and again, it's very inexpensive. And you'll use it, you dissolve it in the mouth, one lozenge twice a day for 10 days, and it's remarkable to, according to the studies by the Oregon Health and Science University, this product kills 99.9% of the harmful bacteria strep mutans, which comes and causes tooth decay and gum deterioration, but it doesn't hurt anything of the bacteria in the gut. So you stop taking it for 22 days or longer, depending on your decay risk. Then you start again for 10 days, twice a day, depending on your dental decay risk. It comes in three delightful flavors. Its active ingredient is licorice root and stevia. Causes no GI disturbance and is specific for the strep mutans. So that's a really a neat preventative thing. Anybody can take that, and it's very inexpensive. You can order it online as well. So that's those are the really great things that have come out recently. Some of them, like the SDF, it's an old product, but they've modified it and improved it quite a bit. It's been around for 100 years, and it's been improved beautifully to where it's much more effective now. So when we have a patient that comes in...
Doctor, perhaps we have time for one more caller from Bud.
Sure, sure. Let me go ahead and take Bud. Bud, how are you?
Yes, this is Bud.
Yes, sir.
I'm 80 years old.
Okay.
And about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, I had severe periodontal disease.
Okay.
And it got so bad. It was infection after infection after infection.
Yes, sir.
And finally, I decided to go with full implants.
Right.
And they pulled all my teeth and put full implants in. And my periodontist tells me that he used acrylic teeth, and he tells me that within 5 or 6 years, you have to replace all those.
Okay.
Is that correct, or is that...
What do you have? Is that an upper denture?
Pardon me?
Is that an upper denture that you have, or upper and lower?
Upper and lower, both.
On the implants. Well... Usually, if you're, it may wear like that, but those dentures, those plastic teeth are pretty doggone good. The materials that they use are very much, much stronger than what we used to have. So it's very possible that you're going to be all right. Just don't eat or have abrasive habits like spit tobacco. That's very abrasive. Has a lot of sand in the material. But normal chewing should be okay. And so in answer to your question, is it a design that has to be unscrewed once a year, or is it a design that snaps in and out on the implants? That is, can you take them out, or does the dentist have to remove them?
He has to remove them. They've got screws in there.
Yes. Well, you should be all right, and... Depending upon the wear, do you have sleep apnea or anything like that?
No, sir.
That's good, because that'll also wear your teeth down. So it's very likely that they'll last longer than you think they will. They give you that precaution, so yes, they do, and there are also zirconium structures or zirconium arches that are screwed in the same way, and some of the dentures are made out of the zirconium, which is a very tough material, but it does break and it can't be repaired. The acrylic or the plastic teeth can be repaired, so that's an advantage. And if the teeth wear down, they can be replaced without replacing the whole denture. So that's also a possibility.
Yeah, I've had about two or three that's broken, and he replaced them.
Yes,
he had to take the plate out. It's a titanium plate that's in there.
Yes, well, that's one of the advantages of the acrylic teeth, that they can be replaced, whereas the zirconium, you can't replace.
Doctor,
those.
We are out of time. I have
All
to let
right,
us go.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.